prosecutors to probe the Predatorgate scandal, Samsung employees leak proprietary code via ChatGPT, and a new car hacking technique exploited in the wild. This is Risky Business News, prepared by Kathleen Kimpanu and read by me, Claire Aird. Today is the 7th of April, and this podcast episode is brought to you by Run Zero, an asset inventory and network visibility company. In today's top story, Microsoft will work with web and internet service providers to take down command and control servers that are running cracked versions of Cobalt Strike. Developed in 2012, Cobalt Strike has become one of today's most popular security tools, being widely used in penetration testing engagements. Its advanced stealth and post-exploitation features have also made Cobalt Strike a favorite with APT and cybercrime gangs, which typically used pirated versions of the software. Now, according to court documents, Microsoft used RICO and DMCA arguments as the legal grounds to obtain a court order to have servers taken down. In other news, the EU's Public Prosecutor's Office has begun a formal investigation into the Greek government's alleged use of the Predator spyware to surveil the communications of political rivals, journalists, and members of its judicial branch. According to Euractiv, the EEPO kicked off its investigation after receiving a complaint from a Greek member of the European Parliament and receiving information from Greek reporters investigating the scandal, which has been dubbed Predatorgate, in Athens. In addition to wiretapping allegations, the EEPO also appears to be looking into alleged evasion committed by the companies involved in Predatorgate. 119 suspects have been detained by law enforcement agencies in 17 countries for their involvement in the Genesis market. Genesis, which was taken down earlier this week, was an underground market specialising in the sale of login credentials and authentication cookies. Authorities say that since 2018, Genesis listed more than 80 million account access credentials stolen from 1.5 million computers from across the world. The suspects detained this week were users who sold or bought data on the site. The Genesis market administrators are still at large and have promised to set up a new website. Following the takedown, Dutch police set up a website to let users see if their data was traded on Genesis over the past 5 years. The same data set is also available via the Have I Been Pwned service, courtesy of the FBI. Meanwhile, security researchers have discovered that car thieves are using a new technique to bypass keyless entry systems and start car engines. Named CAN injection, this technique appears to have been used in the wild for at least a year. It relies on thieves pulling apart headlights to reach internal cables and connect a special device that hacks the car's ECU that typically runs the smart keyless system. The attack works by sending specially crafted CAN messages that tell the ECU an attacker's access key is valid. Researchers say they've found underground sites selling these kind of hacking devices for up to 5,000 euros. Sellers claim devices can hack almost all major car brands. Samsung has warned employees not to use ChatGPT in their daily work. The warning comes after Samsung's semiconductor division discovered that on 3 occasions, employees had uploaded sensitive information to ChatGPT while trying to fix errors in Samsung's proprietary source code. The employees submitted internal documents and code meant to identify defective chips in the tool. Samsung is now limiting the length of questions submitted to ChatGPT while the company develops its own internal AI service for internal use. After 2.5 months of denials, the UK's Criminal Records Office has finally confirmed it suffered a cyber attack that crippled its internal systems. The incident took place earlier this year on January the 17th. The agency hasn't revealed any details, but security researchers say the agency was hit by a ransomware attack and is trying to hide it. The incident has impacted UK citizens trying to gain access to their criminal records and those looking to travel or work abroad. Google has restricted the amount of personal data loan apps can gather from Android users. The new policy entered into effect on the 1st of April. According to the new rules, loan apps can no longer access photos or user contacts. The move comes after reports that some loan app makers engaged in predatory behaviour, like harassing borrowers and threatening to expose their private communications and photos unless they paid their loans or agreed to higher interest rates. Staying with Google, and all Android apps that allow users to create accounts will also have to allow users to delete the accounts and any associated data. App makers must honour requests to delete accounts either through the app or through a web dashboard in case users don't want to reinstall an app. The new requirement will enter into effect in early 2024. And while we're talking Android, Samsung's 2019 line of smartphones has reached end of life, and those devices have now been cut off from security updates. March 2023 was the last security patch level available for devices like the Galaxy S10, Galaxy S10 Plus, and Galaxy S10e. The Dutch government has mandated that all government servers must use the RPKI standard by the end of 2024. Standing for Resource Public Key Infrastructure, the RPKI standard is a public key infrastructure framework meant to cryptographically sign BPG routes and help prevent BGP leaks. The Dutch government has previously enforced other internet security protocols across its IT networks, such as IPv6 in 2021, StarTLS and DANE in 2019, HTTPS and HSTS in 2018, and TLS in 2017. Recorded Future says a pro-Russian hacktivist group named Joker DPR is amplifying Russian information operations in Ukraine, possibly in coordination with the Russian government. The group's been active since 2019 and is one of the few pro-Kremlin hacktivist groups that have been active since before Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Its main activity has been to discredit the Ukrainian government and military. To date, Joker DPR's only claim to fame is its alleged hack of Delta, a battlefield management platform developed by the Ukrainian armed forces. And finally, in somewhat of a rare occurrence, HP has advised customers to downgrade the firmware of some laser printers to earlier versions to prevent threat actors from exploiting a vulnerability it hasn't yet patched. The vulnerability is an information disclosure where IPsec is enabled on certain printers. The bug severity rating is a 9.1 out of 10, and HP says it expects to release a patch in the coming 90 days. And that is all for this podcast edition. Closing the episode is Pierce Barry, Principal Security Researcher at Run Zero, discussing a recent attack vector observed in the wild.
Researchers with CrowdStrike recently revealed observed leveraging of WinRAR's self-extracting archives to launch a backdoor on targeted Windows systems. These malicious self-extracting archives, also known as SFX files, are crafted in a way to remain undetected by traditional antivirus software. They rely on WinRAR capability called setup to run certain commands, potentially as system, like PowerShell and command.exe, creating the backdoor. By using the setup command technique in favor of, say, an embedded payload, many traditional AV solutions will fail to flag the SFX file as malicious. There certainly are unexpected behaviors and surprises lurking around every corner these days. Insights and knowledge are power. You can easily get to know what's on your network with Run Zero. Just visit runzero.com to start your free trial today.
And that was Pierce Barry from today's sponsor, Run Zero. Next week, we'll be taking a break over Easter. We hope you get some time off too. We'll be back on Monday, the 17th of April. In the meantime, you can find links to all the reports mentioned in this show in our newsletter at riskybiznews.substack.com. Thanks for your company.